One night last September, Roger Craig, a computer scientist from Newark, Delaware, was about to make history.
The subject is literary and movie title objects, and this is the clue.
On Jeopardy.
First of all, the whole game was sort of like a flow type experience.
Roger.
What is 21?
Yep.
I was in the zone.
Roger.
Who's Odysseus?
Yes.
And it just flew by.
Roger.
What is the MoMA?
Roger.
What is the Staten Island Ferry?
Roger.
What is the Chrysler Building?
Yeah.
And then...
Roger.
Near the end of the game...
Roger.
Who is Ares?
Roger had racked up $47,000.
Roger.
What is a beachhead?
Way more than contestants usually have at this point.
Roger.
Until finally...
Roger.
It was Final Jeopardy.
Roger.
The last...
Roger.
And biggest question of the entire game.
The inspiration for this title object...
Tony Fawn, who is next to me, turns to me and says, "Dude, I think you can break the record." And I look up at the scores, and I turn to him and said, "I think you're right."
It's up to Roger Craig. Could set a new one-day record here if he came up with the bridge on the River Kwai. He did. I hope he wagered a lot. He did. New record, 77,000.
And it wasn't even about the money. I felt that my system and my methods were sort of validated.
That's right. The reason Roger Craig was so dominant on Jeopardy is arguably because of a system he built, a computer program unlike any other, to study Jeopardy for patterns.
What I did was I actually downloaded at one point this site called the Jeopardy Archive, which is a fan-created site of all the questions and answers that are on the show.
I believe something like 211,000 questions and answers that have appeared on Jeopardy.
We called up Chris Jones. He's a writer at Esquire magazine.
And I'm a game show nerd.
To help explain.
And he downloaded that.
Downloaded the Jeopardy archive.
And the first thing he decided to do was try to determine which categories were most likely to come up.
So, for example, 19th century artists might come up a lot, so Roger would study that. But if, say, according to the archives,
something like fashion was a relatively unimportant category,
Roger would study that less.
What things did he need to know?
Some people that are in this quiz world, want to be on Jeopardy, etc., they want to learn every capital of every country in the world. And you really don't need to. Instead, you need to know the 80% people have heard of. And so to sum this up, you don't have to outrun the bear. You just have to outrun the other guy.
This is the Jeopardy!
Roger won 5 games in a row last year using his computer system. And if he needed a second chance to prove his system worked, he got it last week during the Jeopardy Tournament of Champions, which pits this year's biggest winners against one another. Chris Jones of Esquire was watching.
And all the players were playing very well. It was a very close game at the start.
Novels, 1,200.
And then he hit the first one.
Daily Double.
Now that, the Daily Double, that's when you can bet all your money on one question. There are only 3 in the entire game.
You can put the game away with a Daily Double or two if you're very aggressive.
Again, the category is novels.
I was probably like 80, 85% sure I'd get the right answer.
Now, you don't want to tell people for sure what you're actual. I know you know what percentage you actually are in novels. I know you're sitting there smiling.
Lead over Tom.
I'll bet it all.
You bet it all.
Note the initials.
Who is Anne Bronte?
Anne Bronte. The...
So, here we are. Roger has just doubled his money. He's far and away in control of the game. Most players are lucky to do this once. But Roger?
And then you see me looking at the board.
And yeah, they call it hunting. You go hunting for the double jeopardy.
And I pick out...
Languages, 1600.
And it's the Daily Double. And at this point, I have 18,000. If I bet 18,000, if I bet my whole stack, 18,000, and I get it right, I've essentially sealed the game.
I'll bet it all.
The pages were going into the audience telling everyone to stop gasping. They were like, "Stop gasping. The mics are picking it up."
All right, here is the clue. Although Dutch is the official language.
And then I saw the clue pop up. I was very happy to see Dutch, South American country, because then I immediately knew it was...
What is Suriname?
Suriname is right. $36,000. Oh, boy.
At that point, he could have put his buzzer down and not played again and probably won. And it just destroyed the game.
I mean, in some way, is this cheating?
No, I really take offense to that. everybody that wants to succeed at a game is going to practice at the game. And you can practice haphazardly or you can practice efficiently. And that's what I did.
Roger Craig. He won $250,000 in this past week's Tournament of Champions on Jeopardy. He's recently opened his own business, specializing in what he calls data mining.